Hallelujah. Saints, last Sunday, Pastor Kelly launched us into our Vacation Bible School series, which was Believing in God for Miracles. Amen. So she got us going there in 2 Samuel and in the Gospel of John chapter 6. And I want you to look there today. What is the title of our message for this Lord's Day? All right, miracles and the faith factor. All right, so we're wrapping it up today with miracles and the faith factor. Now, this past week at Vacation Bible School, we studied some of the miracles of Jesus, and we saw that faith and miracles, that they go hand in hand. As we looked at the man at the pool of Bethesda in John 5, and then the centurion soldier in Luke 7, and then Peter walking on the water in Matthew 14. And we see that faith and miracles work together, and that prayer is just mixed in all in there together. Hallelujah. So just looking at these passages and listening to the testimonies, there were some awesome testimonies we heard this week of miracles that God has performed in our lives. And to the question, saints, that we asked this week, is God able? Is God able? Our answer today is the same as it was every day this past week and every day before, and that is our God is able. Our God is able, and our God is still in the miracle working business. Amen and amen. Now, saints, there is a very popular television show. It's a series that's called The Fear Factor. Who here has seen The Fear Factor? All right. Most of us have. All right. It's a TV show that caught the imagination of our nation. Now, I saw it more times than I wanted to because the beauty shop that I was going to, they liked the fear factor there. And so you just don't get up and turn the TV when you're at the beauty shop when everybody is looking at it. I'm like, oh. So I saw the fear factor more times than I wanted to. But to win a $50,000 prize, three men and three women are recruited across the nation to compete in three stunts that will challenge their physical and mental strength. Now, generally, the program challenges participants to overcome their fear, to compete a stunt, and get closer to winning the big prize. Well, saints, just about every kind of fear is included. They had snakes crawling over people and spiders. You know, they had some people eating worms and people skydiving. And, oh, I tell you, there were people jumping from moving trucks. Oh, my goodness. They had people jumping off of 12-story buildings. They had one series that they were bobbing in a tub, bobbing for plums, but in the tub was snakes. So they had to, like, try to get a plum before the snake did something to them. There was one in which they were burying the contestants in 300,000 worms. So it said you had to lay there, and then they put the worms on top of you. And it's like, it is, but it's a big show that it's really pulling in lots of viewers. Well, saints, what separates the winners on this show from the losers is their ability to overcome their fear of snakes, their fear of spiders, their fear of worms going through their ears, you know, their fear of drowning, their fear of death to win the prize. Now, the fear factor is what separates winners from losers. And those who are afraid, they begin to speak, ooh, I don't think so. They begin to, you know, they begin to express doubts. And then they actually then will be able to act in fear and actually believe that their fear will come to pass even before they do it. Well, saints, let's talk a little bit about the faith factor, faith in action. I want us to read together Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, together. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. And let's just go ahead on and read our New Testament text that Patricia read for us, 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Amen. Well, saints, our fears keep us from being all that we can be. How many know that? It's our fears. Our fears hold us back. You know, we should remember that we are called upon to live by a spirit of faith, saints, not a spirit of fear. You see, faith and fear, they work the same way, but the application is just the opposite. The key to success in life is not the fear factor, saints, but it's the faith factor. High five your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, it's the faith factor. That's what is the key to life, the faith factor. Hallelujah. Saints, it's the faith factor that causes us to triumph over our fear of death, over our fear of being in want, over our fear of failure, over our fear of humiliation, or whatever else may be our faith obstacle. The faith factor is so intense, saints, that it determines the difference between those who succeed and those who hesitate and fail. So as Christians, we walk by faith, amen. Faith that overcomes our fears. Hallelujah. Well, this faith helps us to live a rich and spiritual rewarding life as children of God. How many just want to experience that? You want your faith factor to grow so you can just experience all the richness that God has for you. Amen. Saints, it's our faith that lifts us above our cares and above our challenges. How many got challenges in your life right now? There's just at least one challenge in your life. All right, saints, well, it's that faith in God that will lift you above that challenge. It'll lift us above our cares as we seek to build the kingdom of God. Well, saints, our New Testament text today focuses on advice given to Timothy by the Apostle Paul regarding the superiority of faith over fear. Now, Timothy, he was a young man. He was a young man in the faith, and he had many gifts and talents. He was bright, and he had a wonderful future ahead of him. But everybody say but. But on occasion, he would approach his destiny with timidity, okay? Paul had left him to minister to the church of Ephesus, which was growing in size. And there was a tremendous rivalry among those who wanted to be named deacons and elders and bishops in the church. And many of these had a variety of experiences and beliefs and considerable reputation in the local church. And so Timothy was intimidated by his youth. He was young, and he was intimidated by his relative inexperience. And he was also intimidated by his critics. How many know there will always be critics? And he was intimidated about those who had doubted his abilities in the light of his skeptics. But everybody say, but the Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy not to be controlled by a spirit of fear. Paul encouraged him to use the spirit of faith, of love, of power, of a sound mind, and faith in God to overcome his fears. Now, saints, this courageous spirit would give Timothy the power to overcome any feelings he had of inadequacy so that he could accomplish his mission in life. Touch your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, God's got a mission for you. You got a mission. You got a mission. We were all made for a mission. All of us were made for a mission. Amen. Like Timothy, we too were made for a mission. Now, for Timothy, that mission was to be a minister for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the 11th chapter of Hebrews is the best definition of faith in the Bible. Amen. So let's read that again together. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith. Being sure, now circle that, being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Amen. Saints, the entire chapter, this whole chapter, gives examples of great men, great women of the Bible who had faith and they had hope, even when much of their what they were hoping for had not immediately been seen. You see, their lives were guided by faith alone. You see, saints, the power of faith, everybody say that, the power of faith is above the power of fear. All right, say that with me. The power of faith is above the power of fear. Amen. Praise God. The power of faith is stronger than our doubts. It's stronger than our hesitations. It's stronger than our apprehensions. The power of faith. And this message of faith is what Paul brought to young Timothy and to all of the believers and to we today. God has not given us a spirit of fear, saints. I want you to encourage your neighbor right now. Just encourage him and tell him God has not given us a spirit, amen, of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. But of power, love, and a sound mind. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, certainly, saints, we are encouraged in the scripture to act in faith. So there are three faith factors. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. All right, so when we operate in faith, we don't operate in fear. We're not controlled by the fear factor, amen, but we're controlled by the faith factor. All right, now the faith factor has three important considerations, and I want together for us to read the first faith factor. What is it? Faith causes you to know in your heart before you see it with your eyes. Amen. Saints, a unique characteristic of faith is that those who have it seem to have a confidence, an assurance in their hearts that even though they don't yet see it, they know it's on the way. Amen. Now, there are many who subscribe to the old saying, seeing is believing. All right, I lived in Missouri, St. Louis, for a year. And so Missourians, that's their state motto. Show me, state. You show me. I ain't going to believe it till you show me. It's on the license plates. Yes, show me, state. Amen. So they believe seeing is believing. All right, however, saints, if you have to see it before you can believe it, then it's not faith. Amen. You got to see it before you believe it. It's not faith. The man, the woman of faith believes God, hallelujah, even before we see it. Amen. And that was unique of Abraham. Now, Abraham believed in his heart that God would provide a sacrifice when he was going up that mountain. Long before he saw that ram in the bush, Abraham believed in his heart that God was going to provide. And hallelujah, sure enough, just in the nick of time, amen. Hunt your neighbor and say, just in the nick of time. Just in the nick of time. Have you ever had the Lord come through for you just in the nick of time? That bill needed to be paid when that bill was due. You needed something and God was there for you in the nick of time. That's why we're here today, because God did a lot of nick of timings. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. As the old hymn goes, God may not come when we want him, but God is always on time. God is an on-time God. Oh, yes, God is. Oh, yes, God is. Now, saints, there have been many believers in similar situations. Faith causes us to know that God will open a door even when you can't even see the wall. Hallelujah. God will create a door. Amen. Even if a door has been slammed in your face. Hallelujah. The Lord will either open that one or open a bigger one over here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody, amen, say amen. Somebody say amen. This is the kind of faith that is described in 2 Corinthians 5:7. And I want us to read that together, saints. And it reads, for we walk by faith and not again. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Saints, faith is Moses standing in front of the Red Sea. Now, he's got this big body of water. He's got millions of God's people following. Some of them are complaining away. They say, oh, look what he done now. Oh, he done brought us all the way down so we can get drowned in the Red Sea. Oh, there was a spirit of doubt. But there he was. He was standing before the Red Sea by faith. Amen. And he raised up his head and the Lord just opened up the Red Sea. Opened it up and God's people was able to walk on through. Hallelujah. By faith, Moses did that. I want you to ask your neighbor right now. Is that you, neighbor? Is that you? Is that you? Is that you? Are you standing before a Red Sea right now, believing that God is going to open it up for you? Is that you today? Are you believing God is going to make a way for you, not knowing when God is going to do it, how God is going to do it, but that God is going to do it? Hallelujah. For you see, saints, fear tries to set in. Well, we start thinking, well, what if God don't show up? Or what if I fail? What if I mess up? And then the fear factor, amen, it locks in. But praise God, we hear a still, small voice that comes to us, and it says, stand still. You just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah! Just stand still and see that I am God. Watch me show myself ever strong unto you. You just stand still. Some of us, we don't want to stand still. We don't want to be quiet. We need to just sit there and watch what God is going to do. Just stand, amen, and see the salvation of the Lord. The saints, the second faith factor is what? Faith means to base your action on your belief. Amen. Those who have faith often act in faith, all right? Together, let's read Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. Hallelujah. Saints, Noah believed that God would one day cause a flood that was going to destroy the world. And Noah went beyond just believing it. Noah based his next action on his faith. Noah built an ark, saints, in his yard about the size of a small battleship on dry land. And it had never rained before. So you know what his neighbors was talking about him. Ooh, the man done gone stone crazy. You know they was talking about him. He built that size battleship acting on his faith, amen. His faith in God and God's word to him. You see, saints, our challenges are seldom as great as Noah's, amen. Most of us haven't been called to build something in the backyard like that. But, amen, there are many, everybody say many, many of our actions that are based on faith alone. Sometimes those actions relate to our families. Sometimes they relate to our co-workers, our employers, our business, our career. We have those actions, amen. And we have to operate totally on faith concerning these. And when that happens, what we do may look silly to others. People might be talking about us, looking as silly as Noah was looking, hallelujah, as silly as his family was looking, building that ship on dry land. But saints, faith requires us to visualize the outcome and then act. Amen. That is the opposite of fear. You see, the fear factor causes us to visualize what could happen if we fail. Oh, if I fail, oh, I'll be so embarrassed. If I fail, I'll lose all. If I fail, they'll probably leave me. If I fail, that's the fear factor. You know, we think, what if I did put my hands into a barrel of snakes? Or what if I did jump off a 12-story building? That's how they get the money on that show. You got to do those things. We got to visualize it and then respond immediately before we do it. Amen. See, the fear factor, it works the opposite. Amen. That we say, oh, I can't do it. That's the fear factor. But the faith factor is, I'm going to trust God. God said it. I'm going to step out in belief. Amen. I'm going to act according to what God has said. And before you know it, we smiling. Amen. We rejoicing. Amen. We got joy in our spirit. We got pep in our step. We got slide in our glide. Amen. And it's all faith in God. Amen. We begin to feel better when we visualize, saints, the victory that is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to remind your neighbor, the fear factor will drive you crazy. The fear factor will drive you crazy. It'll drive you crazy. That's what the fear factor will do for you. But saints, the faith factor, it gives you strength. It gives you sanity. Hallelujah. It gives you a spirit of peace and joy. Amen. Faith feeds courage, and faith overcomes. by feeding our courage and enabling us to step forth in action. Well, saints, when Paul was shipwrecked and the men on board all lost their faith, Paul turned to them and declared in Acts 27:25, Paul says, "Keep up your courage, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as God told me." Hallelujah. Saints, faith is taking our actions based on our belief that it will happen just as God said it would. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Now, saints, the third faith factor is what? Faith is knowing have been heard, although we haven't received the answer. A person of faith, we don't doubt that God hears our prayers. God says, call on me. Just call on me. I'll show you great and mighty things. God says, cast your cares on me, and I'll show you great and mighty things. Well, saints, a person of faith never doubts that God hears his or her prayers. Why? Because faith does not operate outside of obedience. Saints, when there is willful disobedience and sin in our lives, we are not in harmony with God, and God is not hearing us. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their sinful, evil, and wicked ways, I will hear, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." Hallelujah. So people of faith, know that if we're in harmony, if we're in communion with the Lord God Almighty, God will hear our prayers, and God has promised to answer them according to God's will. Well, why? 1 John 3:22 says, "Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." That's what we got to do, saints. We got to keep God's commandments and do those things that are pleasing in God's sight. I want us to remember that Israel prayed the same prayer for over 400 years. Ooh, that's a long time to be praying. And you know what? Though they never saw anything happen, it finally did. God heard them the whole time, but God waited. God knew God's timing. Sometimes we got to wait for God's timing in our lives. And God answered their prayers. We see in the Word of God, Hannah, she prayed the same prayer for years and years. Every year, she's never had a child. But she knew God was hearing her prayers. She was going in that tomb, and she was speaking in tongues. They didn't know what all she was saying, but God knew. And so she waited for God to act, and God did in God's own time, saints. Saints, faith is knowing that since we are living in communion, in harmony with God, we're being obedient to God's commands, God hears us, saints. God considers our requests, saints, and God will grant our requests according to God's will. Hallelujah. Now, that's the meaning of 1 John 5:14-15, and I want us to read that together, saints. It goes, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him." Hallelujah. Say, just as faith feeds courage, faith also feeds patience. Anybody here need some courage today to do what you need? All right, there's some of us. What about patience? Anybody need some patience? Woo! I think about every hand just went up. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith feeds patience, saints. And after we pray, we know that our answer is on the way. High five your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, your answer is on the way. Your answer is on the way. Your answer is on the way." Hallelujah. It's on the way. Praise God. And so we go into our last part, which is celebration of our faith. Finally, brothers and sisters, we must note that those who overcome their fears and walk by faith will never be disappointed. Hallelujah. Woo! Truly, those who live by faith in God are never disappointed. So we got to celebrate our faith. We just got to take time to celebrate our faith. You know, when Job's trial ended, now, none of us have had a trial like Job. Job had a trial. I mean, he had boils. He lost everything. He lost children. He lost everything. Job's faith was rewarded, we see at the end of Job. And guess what? There was a celebration. Amen. Scripture says there was a celebration. Everybody say, celebrate good times. Come on. Celebrate good times. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, saints, when Israel finally reached the promised land after all them years wandering in the desert, their faith was rewarded. We see in the Word of God, there was a celebration. Hallelujah. Celebrate good times. Come on. When David returned to the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, that ark came back. Oh, the people of God were so happy. David was so happy. Scripture says he danced in the streets. Hallelujah. He celebrated God's ark returning there back to Jerusalem. There was a celebration. Oh, saints, if we're living by faith today, but we have not yet seen the answer to our prayers as of yet, you might as well get ready for a victory party. Tell your neighbor, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready for a victory party to begin. Hallelujah! And let the praise begin. Hallelujah. You know what? We don't have to wait for the battle to be over in our lives before we can start shouting. Amen. Hallelujah. Last night on the TV, on the news, we saw they had a screaming contest. I don't know how many saw that screaming contest. But they had a microphone, and they were measuring how loud you would scream. It was a big financial money prize. Pastor Rick said, run down there, Pastor Toby, so you can scream and get us some money. Because you know you can scream. You go down there. You win us some money. I couldn't get down there fast enough last night. Hallelujah. But you know what? I can get my shout on. Amen. I can scream for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. You don't have to wait for the battle to be over. So right now, if you've got a battle in your life, is there a challenge in your life, if you're waiting for an answer in your life, you can stand up right now with me and just get a little praise break in. Just get your praise on. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm celebrating. Hallelujah. What you are doing and yes shall do. So you go ahead and get your shout on wherever you are. If it's in the grocery store and you get your certificate and get you some free groceries, whatever, go ahead and shout in the grocery store. Don't be ashamed of God. Get your praise on. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. First service, Tony Martin came to me after the service and he said, Pastor Toby, I just want you to hear this testimony. He said, when I was a little boy, he said, one of the neighbors had this beautiful stereo set. He said, I used to just admire it. I would go over and listen at it. He said, I just had the courage one day to ask him, can I have that stereo set one day? His neighbor says, you know what, little Tony? One day, you're going to have this set. He said, 35 years later, which was last summer, he said, his neighbor said, Tony, you can have this stereo set. He said, perfect condition. He said, it played good as it did the first day. He said, if you want to see it, I told him I was going to tell y'all. Y'all can come over to the house and see his stereo set. So he said he waited 35 years, and he got it last summer. Oh, what God can do. Oh, what God can do. Oh, what God can do. Hallelujah. What God can do. Don't tell me what God can't do. God is able to accomplish what concerns us. The Lord heard that prayer. Touch the neighbor's heart. 35 years later, he got that stereo set. Praise God. You know, that's the power of the faith factor. Amen. Praise God. And we know that no matter how it turns out, we will win. We win, saints, because we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who've been called according to God's purpose. Amen. In Jesus Christ, we win. High five your neighbor right now. Say, neighbor, we win. No matter what, we win. No matter what, we win. No matter what, we win. So today, if there's some dark clouds trying to form in your life somewhere, in some situation in your life, is there fear trying to consume your thoughts and your action? I want you today to be of good cheer. I want you to lift up your head. Scripture says, lift up your heads, O ye gate, that the King of glory may come in. Oh, who is the King of glory? Christ Jesus. He is the King of glory. So be of good cheer. No matter what is going on, be of good cheer. And by faith, believe that no matter how tough our tough times get, that God is in control of everything. Just remind your neighbor right now, say, neighbor, God is in control. God is in control of everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And by faith, we are strengthened when we remember that our God is a God whose power is never shaken. God's grace never disappoints. God's love never leaves us. God's presence is ever with us. God's promises never, ever fail. God's glory never diminishes. God's joy never ends. The foundation of God, it never shakes. Hallelujah. God's truth never changes, saints. And God's supply never shrinks. Oh, the economy might shrink, but God's supply never does. And God's blessings never, ever stop coming. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And indeed, God is able, saints. God is able. God is able to see our tears. God sees us as we cry in the midnight hour. God sees us and our concern for our families, our concern for our loved ones. God is able to feel our despair over things that are happening in our lives, current situations that are taking place. And saints, while we are yet praying about it, help is on the way. Hallelujah. Just touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, help is on the way. Whatever it is, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. And this faith, saints, symbolizes by an old rugged cross. That cross marks the place of our faith, where our faith first began, at the foot of the cross. You see, the cross marks the place where we stopped trusting in ourselves and we stepped over and start trusting in God. Hallelujah. It happened at the foot of the cross. The cross marks the place, saints, where we stepped out of the darkness into God's marvelous light. It happened at the foot of the cross. That's why Fanny Crosby wrote the hymn, and we sang it today. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy all the day. Saints, because of the cross, we still have faith. Jesus died on an old rugged cross, and he, on one Sunday morning, 3 days later, rose again. He rose again that we might have life, saints, and replace all of our fears, to take them away with faith in the power of Almighty God. Let's give the Lord a praise offering today. Thank you. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We praise your name today, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Saints, I want us to conclude this message together by rising to our feet. And we're going to sing, We've Come This Far By Faith. We'll just sing the chorus through.